It's the new normal MCs, the end of the year. I'ma nominate Waiting as a caller of the year. So sit back, relax, enjoy a cold brew. As the flow on the mic, put the year in review. It started off for me for the love of the money. New normal MC originating, be funny. A little over a year, I started to rock mic. Shout out to the fans who show me love. But I first listened to Party, I heard was off the chain. Thanks for Tom Like, it's for paving the way. Art Webb left the show to continue his career. Nothing but love, homeboy, happy new year. Mike Tisman came through, he blowing up the spot. It's crazy funny, we can't find that drop, but it's all love. He's a tick out selector. Early this year, Tom bought a new Tesla. Adam Sachs came through, but girls to the party, drinking on beer, sipping on Bacardi. He's well known as the Hebrew Hammer. He's on every Tuesday for your illegal matters. Gary and Dino had a Halloween show, crazy shit went off. Cause that's the day roll. Remember last year, everybody got high. Get your yearly subscription. It's time to survive. As a gold one, we got crazy callers. Worldwide connect, new normal ballers. The Amazon link is there for you to shop. You know it's Friday, another dish in the wok. So it's time to wrap it up for 2013. All about success, nothing in between. It's time to close the year out, start the countdown. It's wide open for the start dialing now.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the hood, not a dope dealer was serving. Dino was buzzing good.
Yay.
Gary's passed out on bourbon loaded to the gills. Father Tom's up late night, paying new normal bills. Mike Timpson was bummed, feeding off in his race car bed. Vocal Liz in the back was giving everyone head. Whoa. So to all I say, the straight and the queer, Merry Christmas, new normal, and a happy new beer.
Fuck you!
Fuck you.
Holy fuck.
Fuck you.
That's spreading holiday cheer right there.
Boy, it sure is. Are there trends you hope will end next year? Top of my list, twerking. Get rid of that fucking shit. The knockout game? Aren't we done with fucking Batman yet? How many times can you reboot that fucking shit? Is there anybody out there who fucking cares? Let's talk about tipping. No tips at fucking McDonald's. No tips at fucking Starbucks. Not doing it. Why? Because the company is too cheap to pay people a living wage? I should make up the difference? Fuck that. Drunk? Drive. Calling in live. What are we driving?
Tractor trailer.
How many wheels?
That'd be 18.
Are we drinking in the truck or did we drink at a place?
We're drinking in the truck.
Holy fuck!
The fuck those goddamn lazy ass motherfucking homeless people.
You do some kind of like Hunger Games maybe? Put it on pay-per-view. And you have a Hunger Games of the homeless.
I'll fucking jack those motherfuckers up.
It is the holiday season. Fucking Geraldo Rivera tweets me. LA Radio gets another right-wing jerk-off rush wannabe. Here is a guy who pretends to be a conservative attacking me for being a right-wing jerk-off. Geraldo. Fucking idiot. Asshole. Fuckwad. Fuck you, Geraldo. Oh, not red, not blue, but red, white, and blue. But you know what the Arbitron ratings did? They kicked you black and blue, you motherfucker. Fuck you, Geraldo.
It's Geraldo Rivera. I'm really sorry what I said, and I want to make peace. So to do that, I got you a Christmas gift.
What is it?
A bike rack!
This is Geraldo Rivera. I've heard you've been talking shit about me at your little radio station there in Cincinnati.
This is Paul Bearer, and you're all viewers from my Undertaker.
Geraldo, you will be gift-wrapped by Tom Liker. Ho, ho, ho.
I am the assistant to Geraldo Rivera. Do you think it's easy to write all this bullshit that this guy has to say?
And this is from Tipton.
Tipton sent me three bottles of wine. He lives in Pullman, Washington.
What?
I know Tipton.
It's the Geraldo Rivera Show.
Okay. The wine was great. That's what I'm saying.
You chain Uncle Case can't live.
Jaded.
Fuck you, Geraldo. You too old to wear Echo Unlimited clothes, Geraldo.
Geraldo, go fuck yourself this Christmas. Geraldo, go fuck yourself this Christmas. Geraldo, go fuck yourself this Christmas. You're a fucking piece of
the Tom Liker Show with Gary and Dino and Mike Simpson.
I want to wish you the Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
This is Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, how are you?
Can't complain.
Oh, y'all think that shit's funny, man. Talk about me all the last 2 weeks, about me burning up in the car.
As far as I can say, you can suck my dick because I'm on.
Al Brady Law from 710 Talk. What's the difference between today's Be Funny show and Art Webb at a holiday party?
I don't know.
One starts late and the other leaves early because his girlfriend told him to.
710 Talk.
Hello, Tom. It's Alex, formerly of Norwalk, and now I'm in Hawaiian Gardens. What's faster than a speeding bullet?
I don't know.
Art Webb being dragged out of a listener party by Yoko Ono.
Hello, Tom. This is Alex from Norwalk.
Hello, Tom. This is real Alex from Norwalk.
Excuse me, Thomas. I'm savoring this 2007 Super Tuscan. This is Alexander from Norwalk.
Hello, Tom. These fucking pussies be pissing me off.
Hello, Tom. It's Rodney from Dallas.
Rodney? Oh, my God.
It would be nice if I could kiss a couple of old humble. Sure, what's up? Gary and Dina. We're talking about the newly renovated $100 bills. Those eyeballs of the president's face like the eyes of a rapist.
Hey, what's up, you half-nigger piece of shit?
Lycus 101, the musical. Oh. If you walk in a bar and you act like a puss, the chicks will make their pick and count you out as a wuss, but you will be so hot and get your full share of twat. Yes. If you're a dick, yes, a dick, be a dick.
You're a clean one, long like it. You have a washcloth for it. Because washcloths are only good for nut rags.
I'll suck your dick in the back like it's baby. We'll hurry down to Burbank tonight.
Yay. This week on the Gary and Dino show, Gary and Dino get stuck on the I-15 south between Vegas and L.A.
How many times have they said, don't be stupid? And this is exactly what I'm talking about.
You spare tire. Fuck you.
He's blaming the spare tires. All right, goodbye, everybody.
I gotta get the Reese's Pieces and Mexican Coke. I gotta get the Reese's Pieces.
Delicious.
You better believe it.
There's only one thing you're missing. Your breasts are a little small. Listen to your stepdad. I'll build you titties. I'll build you titties with silicone.
That's how you suck on my cock. I suck on the cock, baby. Yeah. Oh, no. That way. Suck.
It's Paul from Sydney. Where are you?
Can you pull your penis? It's a most candy.
Shut up, please. Ever since I shoved the boomerang out of her pussy, she keeps fucking coming back.
This is Uncle Liz. I got a message for that bitch, Misty. Hey, listen up, bitch. You stay away from Gary, you hear me? He's my man.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
I still think that Misty's a whore. Rum, bum, bum, bum. Attention whore.
Ho, ho, ho. It's a basic bitch. Because Gary won't stick his pinky dink inside her California stink hole.
Paul can lick Misty's coochie foochie.
She calls me a whore, but she's just mad because Dino won't stick his pill-coated tongue inside her fat, hairy California
shove it up your ass.
Do you know the differences between Santa Claus and Tiger Woods?
I don't.
Santa stopped after three hoes.
What do the Tide detergent and the Tea Party have in common?
I don't know.
They both make your whites whiter.
Horo, this is Waiter. Oh, I was excited at the party. I got to meet Chris Humphreys from Sacramento. It was great. the Salvadorian girl, Coco Riz. I got to meet the little fat guy from Seinfeld. But they told me it was Adam Sachs. And Gary, yeah, he was, 8'7", but his big hands are like bananas, but his fingernails are like an 8-month-old child. It's kind of weird. Dino the Snowman was high on Roxycodone. He was 10 piers deep cruising in his Jeep, and his eyes were very raw. Dino the snowman has been up for 3 to 4 days. He was made of snow, but the cheerings know he was high on the cocaine. There must have been some rear good shit in the Ziploc bag they found, cause he took a sniff and was on the good trip. His heart stopped and he hit the ground. Oh, Dino the snowman was as high as he could be, and the cheerings say he could laugh and pray just the same as you and me. Oh, wappity wap. Yes, yes, yes. Smash, smash, smash over the heels of snow. Oh, I love you. Very good.
Merry Christmas, Wayne. Stop! I had commissioned one among some of the Be Funny
people. Wait, you what? You commissioned a song?
I did.
Oh, Walker's on fire. Walker's on fire.
I can't. Walker's on fire.
Gary, it's Misty, honey. Walker's on fire. Misty's on fire.
His name is Geraldo on fire. Waldo got fired. Waldo got fired. He fucked up on Twitter. Now he's on fire.
It's the holiday season.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
What the hell is that shit?
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
You dick.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. The Tom Likas Show brought to you in part by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. For this holiday season, think Mangrates. Click on the Mangrate banner at blowmeuptom.com to get their holiday special. And pretty soon, the griller in your life will be grilling like a pro, guaranteed. It's Mangrates. Well, thank you for tuning in. Here we are, the Friday before Christmas. And I can tell you from the traffic out there that many of you decided to do your Christmas shopping beginning this afternoon. Hollywood is fucked up. Badly. And I'm sure many other places are the same. This is usually in Southern California the worst day for traffic of the year, in my opinion. And I've lived here for, this would be my 27th Friday before Christmas. Every year I forget before I leave how bad the traffic's going to be on this day, the Friday before Christmas. And I pay for it. I'll tell you that. We had our little new normal holiday dinner last night. And you saw some photos. I didn't spend a lot of time taking photos last night. I was in the moment. We were having a great time. And we came to the end of this year feeling very good about everything that has happened. I'm feeling very good about the fact that we all get to work together every day, commit to see each other every day. It's pretty great. Many of you saw the 10-pound prime rib that I made last night. Pulled that out of my ass. In fact, I'm still pulling it out of my ass, if you know what I mean. Wow. That was good stuff.
Mm-hmm, delicious.
It was fun, huh? It was all good. And, of course, we consumed some beer and some bourbon and 3 great bottles of wine from my cellar. And so today I did not emerge from my bed until about 11:50. I just stayed in it. And I put out a notice to the guys on Facebook and Twitter. Let them know, come in as late as you have to today because I'm going to be as late as I can be. Just, you know what? I had to recover from all that food, all that booze. Too much fun. Well, male bonding, it's all good. What a montage today, Mikey. Very good work. Look at all that material we had this week. It's pretty amazing.
Cutting that down was just... I told you last night I had like an hour's worth.
I told you you could just break it into two and not make just one big one. You could do that.
Yeah. And I have to say, listen at 5:02 because Andy B., the new normal MC, gave us a special end-of-the-year rap.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh yeah, and it's good too. So
wow,
I didn't get in for the 3 o'clock, but on the 5 o'clock, he knocks it out of the park.
Wow,
he always delivers, but this one's extra special.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
all good. Everybody at the end of the year just really stepped up their game. I mean, the content is blowing me away now.
Yeah.
How much fun is that to have all of that material there?
Oh, my God, just sitting there last night and this morning, listening to Wade and singing and...
Yes.
And Kat and Jaden and... Oh, they all came out, too. They all came out in full force. They all knocked it out of the park.
Now, I didn't notice it. It was just something that made me laugh hysterically, but I know we had a lot of material. Did we do anything with the Rodney impression?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I was probably coming in the door when you played that. I was a little late, in case you didn't guess.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little late because it was a little crazy. What time did you guys leave last night? About 1:30? It was late.
Yeah, it was after 1:30.
It was good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, try getting up and going to another fucking job at like 7 in the morning where people, I'm already mad about that.
By the way, how was your other job today? Was it festive over there?
Oh, yeah, it was a fucking...
Were they serving prime rib over there
yep,
today?
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. Delicious.
Just curious.
It was a big big jam.
Love that. You know, these days in radio, wherever you happen to work, it's always so festive. You come in every day wondering if today is the day they're going to fire you. It's
just rooked.
Great.
Dean, you got rooked. Delicious. See, Tom's going to think that's actually me saying the constant things I say back here.
I
delicious. That is the way it goes in my head, though, just like that, yep. All day long.
We've got you figured out now.
Yep, it's official. You are underselling what you presented last night, times 100. I mean, if you think about it, you're just focused on the piece of meat. You're forgetting all the accoutrements that go along with that thing, all the side dishes. I pounded the corn. There was some kind of crazy sweet corn and some type of hot jalapeno marmalade on it. I'm telling you, it was real highbrow stuff, man, highfalutin stuff that was just amazing that I just don't come across. You're not going to hear it on, you know, food news from Gary and I. Certainly none of that will appear.
No.
Unless they start serving prime rib tacos over there at Taco Bell.
Man, it was, and we tried to, like, I tried to hold back, but, I mean, you had, like, even, like, raspberry, or no, blackberries with different cheese. I mean, it was, that's as good, I mean, you'll never get a meal like that. Some people will never, I've never seen prime rib like that, ever. Ever. Yeah. Never.
Well, I will tell you, it's my favorite, the place where I got it. Well, I'm not going to give them a free plug until they buy an ad, but the place where I got it, I knew exactly where I was going. I bought it there before. I don't think anybody has a piece of meat like that in L.A. It's the absolute, absolute best prime rib I've ever had.
Best.
So good. Oh, my God. That thing was, my fork was just plunging.
Isn't that amazing? Ah. By the way, there's easily another 4 pounds of prime rib still there.
Take two.
I just wanted to make sure we had it together.
No more Mexican. You even had Mexican Coke.
Mexican Coke.
I walked in, and a Mexican Coke was immediately in my hand. I mean, top that. That doesn't happen anywhere. It just doesn't.
I know my boys.
How was that Coke, Dino?
Mm-hmm, delicious.
Yeah, it was, man. That's legit.
Yeah, that was great. And was. I mean, I've never had a Christmas party like that at any all the places we've worked. There's nothing to even come close to that. And it was, even though it's just the four of us, it was there are no others I'd rather be working with. So it just worked out to be like the pinnacle in a way to put a bow on the whole year, I thought.
Well, that, you know, again, I have tried to make this workplace the kind of place where I wanted to work all these years. And, you know, one time, I got to tell you, might be surprised, one time in radio, it kind of was like that.
Oh, man.
I remember, you missed out on this, Dean, but, I mean, there were times when the Christmas party was not held at the Outback as a trade for advertising. At one time, I have been to Christmas parties at the Ritz-Carlton, the Four Seasons, various top-of-the-line hotels where you could eat and drink to your heart's content and then have a room for $59. They would get a group rate, and you could just crash there at the hotel and you know, get up in the next morning and check out and go to work. It was absolutely great. And, you know, the fact is that just because the people who run radio don't know how to treat employees, don't know how to treat each other, doesn't mean we have to do it their way. And so my whole thing is to have a holiday season like the ones I got into the business to be a part of. And last night, that's what it was. We sat in front of the fire. We drank great wine. We never even got to the cigars last night.
God, right.
Oh.
By the way, I brought them just in case we changed our mind. I brought them with me. So
I think I might be up for that.
Oh, it's going to get... I don't think we're done. I really don't think we're done. I don't. And
no.
Well, it'll... I know Gary is in a rush because he's got things to do and a big trip coming up, but I just don't imagine us being done. I just don't. I can't see.
Not yet.
I think we're still going to go a little bit. But I mean it when I tell you, it sounds so like cliche. Oh, that was the best ever or whatever. People say, oh, he's just saying that. Whatever. I'm telling you, it was that good.
Well, that's why I posted a couple of photos last night. One taken right from my position at the dining room table, and the other one's taken from the living room. We were sitting in front of the fire, and then one of the prime rib prior to going into the oven. Somebody complained, get this, somebody complained that I did not have the picture of the finished product. But I was too busy serving it. We were too busy jamming it down.
How long do you think that thing lasted? It didn't. It really didn't. By the time I realized, take a picture. By the way, it's a testament to all of us not taking pictures, and I think all of us were just enjoying it. So it's like it was. We had a chance to sit there and really talk about stuff and hang out and not worry about posting pictures. It was more really about us. You know, as selfish as that may seem, it really was about. This and this project, your little internet project that has taken on a life of its own.
Yes, and you know we're gonna do some hard thinking over the holidays and figure out what we're gonna do. And I already mentioned on yesterday's show that we're going to announce our decision on Monday, January 6th at 3:00 Pacific time, That's going to be after we spend the holidays, you know, doing the paperwork, looking at the financials, figuring out what we're doing about our lease here, everything. We're going to have that all figured out. We're going to make an announcement on that Monday, the 6th of January. Are we going to go to a third season or not? And I will let you know. I'll give you the whole State of the Union. And everybody will hopefully on board to find out what's going on.
Gathered round.
Please. We'll announce that many more times before it happens, but I just wanted you guys to know. So it's another Friday edition of WAP Wide Open Phones on the Tom Likas Show, where anything here goes, anything at all. You can talk with us about anything you want to get into. It could be anything we discussed at the show this week. What a week. Wow. Incredible. Really incredible. It could be something we did not get into this week, if you like. You can call up, yell, scream, complain, jump up and down. It's all fair game as long as you are absolutely fascinating. If you're not, we kick your ass the hell off the phone. And this being the Friday before Christmas, and, you know, we are going to take a few days where we're not going to come in. We have, by the way, some new shows. You don't want to just tune out after we go on vacation because we have the brand new Deadpool show, which we have in store for you who won the Deadpool this year and who we're all picking for 2014. You want to hear that. We're going to once again get high for the holidays on Christmas Eve. You want to hear that. My Christmas story, you'll hear me tell that on Christmas Eve as well. And a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, if your plan is to just bail and come back on the 2nd of January, that would be a bad move. Because you're going to miss a lot while we're gone. Plus, you get to hear some of your favorite shows while we're away. Simple as that. But anyway, all you have to do to talk to me is call me here right now at 901-3000-TOM. And what I was about to say was, this being the last weekday, last Friday before the holiday, I'll stay here as long as you are calling. And as you know, just as I delivered that prime rib you saw last night, I am a man of my word. If you keep these lines lit, I'll keep going. Okay, so I'm ready for you. Call this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
This holiday season, think Mangrates. Mangrates are 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates that you use with your existing grill. These heavy-duty grilling grates deliver exactly what you need to achieve that steakhouse flavor you've been looking for. And those perfect grilling marks. No more flare-ups, no more dry meat, guaranteed. Hundreds of Likas listeners have already put Mangrates to the test. Take advantage of their Tom Likas Show holiday special today. Just click through the banner at blowmeuptom.com and... as a bonus, every order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush. Order today, and the griller in your life will be grilling like a pro, guaranteed. Just click through the banner at blowmeuptom.com. It's Mangrates.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Just listen to when Bar Rescue's John Taffer called in.
Maybe we just established one ground rule, and that is you don't yell at us. Because, you know, people have told us we're stupid and we're doing the wrong thing for our whole lives.
Yeah, and to be yelled at, I think, would really drive us into the dirt.
So is that cool?
If you ask one more time, guys, I'm going to start yelling. That's where this...
Guts. Glory. Stupidity.
When you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, I want you to see a thief.
The Gary and Dino Show.
I want you to know.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
I've been saying that to him for years,
John. That's my biggest nightmare.
You know I've been preaching for years about following your dreams and achieving success. The last thing you need is to get held back by a legal problem. Criminal, domestic violence, traffic violations, DUI, whatever. Don't use the public defender. Instead, call the law offices of Adam Sachs now for a free consultation at 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Mount a real defense and get the charges dismissed or at least reduced. Use an experienced criminal law attorney that you can trust who has long supported our show. Adam has been in practice for 20 years. He never gives up, never runs from a fight. He knows the ins and outs of the courts, police procedures, and how to get things fixed. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Already been convicted? Adam can have your record wiped clean, and you can start over with a fresh slate. Cases are done on a flat rate basis, not hourly. And he has affordable monthly payment plans. He even takes credit cards. Don't just plead guilty. Call this number, 800-340-7320. The law offices of Adam Sachs, 800-340-7320. It's time to man up.
Tom Likas!
The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Here we are. Congratulations to Mikey for putting together that great montage of all the great material we got this week. Wow, wow, wow. All good. And managed to stay in my house till 1:15 a.m., powering down prime rib, wines from the cellar?
Yeah.
Oh, what a night we had. 901-3000-TOM. That is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Yeah, let's say hi to Daniel and Silmar on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
What's up, Tom?
Not much, Daniel.
Hey, listen, I'm calling in because Tuesday, your whole topic about things that you want to go away in 2014.
Yeah.
I missed it because I was at work. But seriously, people in common conversations and speech using acronyms and abbreviations that don't belong, like YOLO or OMG or WTF, I'm fucking sick and tired of that. You're able to speak. Why the fuck are you using acronyms? I understand in like on Twitter and on a cell phone where you have your space limited, but use your own freaking proper English.
Right. Use some fucking English. Like say what the fuck.
Exactly.
Or oh my god.
In fact, it feels so much better to say what the fuck. It's got a bigger impact.
Right. WTF sounds like you're a 13-year-old girl. Sorry, Mark Maron, it does.
Yeah, oh, my God.
By the way, speaking of Mark Maron, on his podcast, his show's called WTF, and then when you tune in, he says what the fuck about 40,000 times. Just call it that. Call it what the fuck. What is iTunes limiting how many characters now you could put in your show description? Call it what the fuck with Mark Maron. What are you doing?
Oh, no, the worst one for me is people saying lol out in public. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Just freaking laugh. If you have vocal cords, you can express humor. Don't say lol. It actually sounds very sarcastic if you were to look at it that way.
Right. YOLO my ass. Fuck you. Fuck you with the YOLO.
Anyway, Tom, dude, it's great. Dude, I want to wish you a freaking Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
And the same to you, Daniel.
And can you take me out, gorilla, and a... Actually, no, sorry. Bong hit and then a gorilla.
I certainly can. Here you go. I'm sorry, sir. 901-3000-TOM, that is our telephone number. It's wide open phones on the Tom Likas show. It's Chris in Los Angeles. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how's it hanging?
I'm hanging right as usual, Chris.
Perfect, same here. I wanted to get into this Kobe situation. Obviously disappointing, 6 games back.
And I tell you, you and I had this conversation. Yeah. I told you that when people come back from Achilles tendon injuries, even if they are able to come back, they injure other things because they don't walk the same, they don't run the same, and suddenly they tax their bodies in ways they never have before. I told you this was probably going to happen, and it did.
Well, obviously, Achilles tendon is the worst injury an athlete can come back from. Most athletes don't even come back from it.
That's what I said to you.
You know, it took over a year. Now, I expected it would be a long road back. I was surprised when they said he would be back in December. The way I figured, I thought he would be back probably in January or late January. I didn't even expect him to be back this soon. So that kind of, a lot of the guys I talked to, they were all surprised. And, we had all expected him to be back, earliest in mid-January or later. But, Kobe, he just, that ferociousness comes out of him, and he wanted to get out there and play. And good thing about it is it's not a tear. It's a contact injury that he suffered. And being the warrior that he is, he even played in the first half after injuring that against the Grizzlies, and he made some clutch shots to beat them. And there you go. We find out, a couple days later, it's serious. But as far as like going forward now, what do you expect from the Lakers and
nothing?
The team as a whole,
nothing.
You're not surprised at how good they were playing because all these so-called...
How good they were playing was 500, which would put you in first place in the Eastern Conference, but would put you out of the playoffs in the Western Conference, as you know.
I mean,
unless the Lakers move to, Rhode Island or something, they are not going to get anywhere with the team they have. And by the way, your boy Steve Nash, now we're hearing he's not going to be back for a long time. My guess is he's never coming back. He's going to continue to say he's going to continue to say he's working hard to come back. He's going to continue to get paid, and then at some point they're going to admit he's not coming back, at least for this season, and maybe ever.
Yeah, I've given up hope on him, but I like some of the pieces that we have on this team, and I love the way Steve Blake was playing before he got hurt. The guy was playing really
And Steve Blake got hurt again. Steve Blake gets hurt every year. Steve Blake is 38 years old, okay?
No, not Nash. I said Steve Blake.
I'm talking about Steve Blake. How old is Steve Blake?
No, he's early 30s. He's not 38.
I'm checking right now.
He's only like 31.
No, he's not.
If I recall correctly.
No, he's not.
He's 33, I think.
I'm checking right now.
He's nowhere near 38, though. Not even
close.
He's
33.
Yeah.
Which for most basketball players is coming towards the end of the road.
Well, there's still a lot of elite guys that are playing pretty well. I mean, he's suspected to be back, and you weren't surprised the way Jordan Farmar was playing as his backup, and guys like Jordan Hill and Jody Meeks, none of those guys.
Jordan Hill is very inconsistent. Jody Meeks is more inconsistent. You know, I mean, look, I always liked Jordan Farmar the first time. I still like him now, and at least he's been on a championship team before, unlike a lot of these other guys.
Yeah. What about Nick Young? That was a great signing for them. The highest bench player in the league right now.
Understood. But they don't have enough pieces to be effective or to make the playoffs. I don't believe they do.
Yeah, obviously they need to make a deal.
They're not going to. Let me tell you something. I don't know how much you know about the. I know you like to watch basketball, but I don't know how much you pay attention to the business end of this game. They are not going to start. Knowing Mitch Kupchak's past. And knowing, Jim Buss's dad's past, they're not going to make some quick deal. This is a way they can quietly tank without tanking. Okay. So they can be in a better draft position at the end of the season. And they are waiting for the next 2 years of free agent availabilities. And that is what they are going to do. The stupidest thing they could do would be to try to trade for Carmelo Anthony or some crazy knee-jerk decision. That would be stupid.
Well, after this season, the Gasol's salary comes off the books at $20 million, so they're going to be they're going to have that much to spend. Everybody wants Carmelo, but I don't think he would work here. I don't think him and Kobe would be a
match. Carmelo Anthony has never won anything anywhere.
Yeah,
he's a cancer.
D'Antoni and him don't get along. D'Antoni, he was fired. Everybody pointed at Melo getting rid of him. I don't think it'll work, and he's going to take a.
But I don't care who the coach is. Carmelo Anthony is a cancer. He is a selfish player in a game that requires chemistry, and he has never won anything. And therefore,
he's a great offensive player.
I don't care. He is so is Charles Barkley, who never won anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want Melo. Don't get me wrong.
I want players who have won something. Okay.
What about Kevin Love? He'd be the perfect fit. I think he's a free agent after next season. He's the guy. It looks like they're going to target. He's an LA guy. He went to UCLA. The guy is probably the best power forward in the game right now.
That's all fine. But first you have to admit to me, the Lakers are not going anywhere this year. I know what you're hoping for. You know what I'm hoping for? Next week, Santa Claus is coming down my chimney. I'm hoping for that.
You don't think they could slip into the A seed?
No.
I think they can slide into there.
No. They did that last year. And look at the results of that.
But see, I don't think they're going to have a bad enough draft position to get a high lottery pick. But look at the East. There's so many bad teams that they're going to probably...
They got plenty of other players who could still get hurt.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the Lakers' way. They're not going to tank. They're not a shitty franchise organization like...
One thing they won't do is make knee-jerk decisions to bring in expensive players when they are trying to clear salary.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, though. They're going to keep the soul. Because his salary comes off the book next year, and I think they're going to probably re-sign him at a lower rate because nobody's going to pay him $20 million a year. I figure they'll probably give him a short
time. You know what? I would not re-sign Pau Gasol at any price. I'm done.
Really? I'm surprised by that.
Pau Gasol is not the player he used to be, and he can't blame injuries like the others. He just is not the player he used to be.
He's got the rat. He's the most skilled 7-footer in the game, though.
He was in his prime, but he's not in his prime.
Even now, if you were to get rid of him, and there's probably about 20 teams who would try to pick him up.
Great. Then they should trade him and get something for him.
Yeah, they were trying to make something deal, supposedly.
They should.
Tyson Chandler.
I wouldn't even trade for Tyson Chandler. I would trade for some draft picks and try to get better situated in the next draft. That's what I would do.
So you're all about the draft, though. But see, the Lakers
I am.
Have that rep. They're one of the most prestigious franchises in all.
Right, but they are in a bad position with their salary cap right now. Okay.
Yeah.
They have no flexibility, and they need to eliminate as much salary, clear as much cap space as they can. So bringing in a player who has a big salary is not a good idea.
Yeah, that's why they're gonna. Because after next season, the only salaries on the books are gonna be Nash and Kobe. I think Nash are gonna give him an injury settlement, buy him out, because I think he's done for the foreseeable future. I just don't think at 40 years old the guy is gonna be able to take the bangs of the NBA season. So I think he's gonna be gone. But I don't see them going the tank route. I think what they're gonna do is probably let Gasol's salary come off the books next year, and then target a couple of guys, and then after next season, when they only got three guys on the roster signed, they're probably going to go after K Love and probably a couple other elite players out there. So,
well,
I just don't see the Lakers tanking.
Yeah, well, I see them standing pat with what they have this season. I do.
Yeah. Well, they're going to probably try to make a run at the AC. It looks like.
I don't think they're going to get close to the AC. Are you looking at the standings?
No, last I checked, there were a couple games out.
But I'm asking if you check how good the teams are in their conference.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the West is loaded. I think right now currently,
and the Lakers are not loaded.
Uh huh. Well, see, Dallas, they're inconsistent as well. I don't expect this team's for example, I think Phoenix is going to slide out. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They're having a great start, but they're not the team. Nobody predicted Portland would have.
What reason do we have to believe that the Lakers without Kobe Bryant are going to be any better?
Because they were meshing, they had some chemistry going, they were playing good ball.
They were playing 500 ball, listen to me, they were playing 500 ball, and the number 8 seed right now in the Western Conference is playing at a 583 clip, 583.
That's Dallas, right?
14.
Is that Dallas?
No, that's Denver.
Denver, that's right.
Four games above 500. 500 is not going to get it done in the Western Conference, period.
But I don't have faith in Phoenix or Denver. I think those teams are going to drop off as the season goes on.
But the Lakers are not getting better. They're getting worse.
Well, remember, though, they were trying to work Kobe back into the lineup, and they weren't playing as well. They did go on the road and get a couple good wins there, but they were trying to work him back in the lineup. Overall, I think before Kobe got.
They were 3-4 with Kobe, and they were 9-9 without Kobe. They're a 500 team. That is what they are.
Yeah. Overall, last couple things. Overall, I think they were playing a lot better than most people expected, because everybody was saying they're going to be just flat out awful. You know, like Milwaukee Bucks awful with maybe 7 or 8 wins at this point, and they have a chance to win over 40 games and, you know, make a run at that eighth spot. Obviously, they're probably going to get run out in the first.
I don't believe they have a chance, but I think it's highly unlikely.
Yeah.
You are being overly optimistic because you are too much of a fan.
No, I'm not overly optimistic. I mean, they have nothing to be that happy about. I mean, this is the Lakers that we're talking about. We're not talking about Sacramento Kings.
What good does it do to be with the eighth seed? If Oklahoma City's the number one seed, the Lakers get crushed and it's done, just like last year.
They match up well, decent with Portland. I'm hoping.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Historically wise, not this season. I think
what happened before this season is irrelevant. I don't care who played for the Portland Trailblazers in 1979 and the Lakers. It doesn't matter historically what they've done. What matters is what's happening with the rosters these teams have today.
But yeah, the thing about Portland is they're a young team. Nobody expected them to be as good as they are right now.
But they are. That's that.
Yeah. They got studs and Lillard and Aldridge, but
right.
I think the Lakers would love that matchup as long as they can avoid OKC or San Antonio or even the
Clippers. Let me tell you something. OKC and San Antonio are your number 1 and 2 seeds. Why? In any order.
Yet, though. If Portland wins out, we don't know. At this point, you know, we'll see. Portland is not, you know, dropping off like everybody expected. If they end up with number one.
Right, well, if the team is playing at an 8:15 clip, what chance do you think the Lakers hobbling around the court have against that?
Exactly. Well, we'll see as a
exactly. Well, there you go. Exactly. Hang on a second. Chris, Chris, say hello to Rob. Rob, what did you want to say here as we talk here to Chris?
What's up? Hey, Chris. Dude, do you not get what the fuck Tom's trying to tell you, dude? That you're just an over
I know what he's saying.
Fucking fan? You call in like every
I know what he's talking
about the fucking Lakers. Nobody gives a fuck.
I can't even hear this guy's phone. What the hell is this guy saying? I can't even hear what he's saying.
We're just going to crank up his volume until he splits your eardrums.
Can you hear better now?
All right, here we go.
All right. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you listen to Tom, dude? You just sound like a fucking overzealous fucking Lakers fan. Nobody gives a shit, dude. You call in every other fucking week, always talking. It's like you're old. Dude, no, get the fuck off the air. Nobody gives a fuck, dude.
You get the fuck off the air, you dumb fuck. Why are you calling then about it if you don't care? Get off the
phone. Because you're annoying. Dog, you're fucking annoying as fuck. Yeah, you call in every other fucking week talking about the Lakers. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, I call every other week, dipshit. No, I haven't called in a couple months, you fucking dumb shit.
Yeah, because the last time you fucking called, dude, somebody told you get the fuck off the air, just like I'm telling you, you fucking retard.
Okay, you faggot. I'm going to keep calling, and hopefully you'll listen so you get annoyed enough to kill yourself, you dickwad. Get off and turn off of your computer, you faggot. I want to talk about it. I'm not overzealous. Hey. They're AC at best, and they're going to be knocked out in the first round. If at best, I'm not overzealous at all. It's not like they're going to win a championship.
Motherfucking Chris, dude, sounds like a straight-up retard. Hey, Tom, can you take me out with Lacey Pearson and a fucking Haji, please?
All right, here you go.
Tom, can you take me out after? One last
All right, Chris, how did you want to be taken out?
Well, my last thing, I'm not an overzealous fan. It's probably one and done for the Lakers this year in AC, but can you just take
me
out?
No, let me just say this. That's not probably what's going to happen. That's your opinion, and it's not the opinion of anybody who's watching the same team you're watching, but I'll take you out now?
We'll see.
We will see.
We'll see.
How many times have I... Aren't you the guy who was calling me a year ago going, oh, wait till Steve Nash gets back. Wait till Steve Nash gets back.
Well, I mean,
wasn't
on
that
now,
you? And didn't you tell me also what a great job Mike Brown was doing last year, too? Even though they'd gone 0-8 in the preseason? Okay.
I wanted Rick Adelman. I was never a Mike Brown fan. I always wanted Rick Adelman. I think
right.
He made a huge mistake.
Okay.
Not signing him. But
right.
We'll see. I'll call and check in with you.
Yes.
I'll check in with you.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
All right.
I'm saying AC, they're going to get in.
No.
All right, team, take me out, Mike Richards style.
All right, Michael Richards style. Do we have Michael Richards style anymore? We had that at one time. We don't have it anymore, Chris, but we're more than happy to take you out. Thank you for the call.
You know what you want. This is the show that tells you how to get it.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything. Even groceries at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Were you with Dr. Skanky Poon? He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
I'm tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Newer and faster, harder.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Coslow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Coslow. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Coslow got the job done, quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Coslow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Coslow.com today. Coslow, COSTLO.
The Tom Likas Show. We have to update that Coslow commercial because Jeremy and Stan and the guys at Coslow are not just insuring my Tesla now, they are insuring three cars for me. Just amazing stuff. And they have done a great job, and they have stuck with us, and we are thrilled to have Coslow. And believe me, you will save money if you go to CoslowInsurance.com. I'm guaranteeing it because I am their customer. I have three cars insured with Coslow. But I would say that. 901-3000, Tom. It's 901-3000-866. It's WAP, wide open phones. And it's our last live show of the year. I'm not going to pretend it's anything but. But I will tell you, we've got new shows coming up in the next 10 days or so. And you'll want to keep tuning in because if you don't, you'll miss Deadpool 2014. You'll miss our second annual High for the Holidays. And you'll miss my Christmas show. You definitely want to be tuned in. Plus, some of your favorite past shows are coming. But definitely you want to hang out and listen to our show through the holidays. By the way, in addition, you should know that our Facebook and Twitter feeds, as well as blowmeuptom.com, will be regularly updated. In fact, because I won't be coming in live every day, I'll have more time to update the content online. So I remind you, be there. BlowMeUpTom.com, Facebook, Twitter. It's all out there. I told you we have a big announcement coming on January the 6th at 3 p.m. Pacific time. You want to hear that. Also, the newly relaunched PremiumTom.com is coming soon. I'm not sure the exact day. It could be before that first week of January. Don't know yet. We are coming down the home stretch on that, and I'm hoping to have that by the time 2014 is upon us. Now we're going to explain all the changes there, too. Lots of great stuff going on. What can I say? 901-3000-866. It's your call. What do you want to talk about? Mark is calling from the Bay Bridge. Is that the brand new Bay Bridge there, Mark?
It is the new Bay Bridge. I apologize if we get cut off, Tom. It's sometimes you can lose service up on this thing.
Have they fixed all those bolts yet?
Oh, man, it's fucking beautiful, actually. The first part, the old part, when you're leaving the city, looks like shit still. But as you get over and go through the tunnel, it almost makes looking like going to Oakland is fun.
Until you get there, of course.
Right, exactly. You have to lock the windows.
I know that Bay Bridge like the back of my hand because I'm in the Bay Area a lot. I go up to Napa and Sonoma, and I'm in the city quite a bit. So I have taken that Bay Bridge as I head from San Francisco out to the Napa Valley, and it is I haven't taken the new one yet, but then I read that story that they had this section they were opening, and then they had to delay it because they had all these defective bolts they put in. That's outrageous.
Yeah, but, you know, it actually still opened, like, ahead of time, I think. So people are happy. It looks nice, and it's fun to drive.
Good. Nice. Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful bridge. It's an architectural wonder. It's really spectacular. And it makes those New York bridges, like the Verrazano Bridge, it looks so plain. I mean, the Bay Bridge is really beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. The Richmond Bridge, we got to fix that one now. That one's a piece of shit.
They'll just wait until the next earthquake. Then they'll spend 10 or 15 right. years debating it. That's what they'll do.
Right. Wait until we're all dead. But hey, Tom, I wanted to call you because I just wanted to get your advice. About half an hour ago, I just finished a meeting with my boss, and she's a really cool boss. I really enjoy working with her, and she has my back, which is nice. But I was tasked with building a new management system for the office and for everyone in the company, and it's really an arduous task. To kind of get everybody's content, everybody on the same page, and train people how to use this thing, and so I did a really good job, and it all makes sense, and everything is organized, and I've trained almost everybody in the office, and people are really into it and liking it. But I had my meeting with her, and she's older; she's like 60, and I spent like 3 hours with her today, and she was getting really frustrated with it. She's like the only person who's getting frustrated, and it's just like, I guess I'm a tech guy, so I don't really think much about feelings and how people react, and I kept saying like, oh no, it's easy, don't worry about it, you'll get it, and she was just getting really more and more frustrated, and at the end of the meeting, you know, I don't know if she cried, but she like went and walked to the bathroom really quick and was just like, okay, I have to go by, and it was, I could sense that, you know, everything I've been working on for the past 3 months, like, doesn't make sense to her. And she keeps asking me, well, how are we going to do this? Like, we need to fix this or make this work. When that's all built into the system, and I keep repeating myself and showing her how it works, and she doesn't get it. And so, like, I don't know. Like, what do you do to repair that or make someone see the light? Or, 'cause everybody else gets it. And so I don't want her to be pissed off or upset, but, and I don't want to, like, open my mouth and say something stupid, because I kind of just want to say, like, strangle her and say, like, what is it that you're not getting or not understanding? And I don't know how to deal with, like, the situation.
Well, part of the problem is always going to be when you have a female boss. That's just a problem. Most female bosses in my history have been bitches, difficult. They want to lord it over you that they're the boss and you're not. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, I absolutely know. And in most cases, I would totally agree with you. She's pretty cool. She's the only one that I've had that's been like a really cool.
Well, why do you think? Why do you think she's being like this?
I don't know. Like, I just think she's like frustrated, or it's not her way. Maybe it's not like I designed it, and so maybe it's not like the way she would have done it, maybe, but it makes logical sense.
Yes.
I don't know, Tom. And that's, I guess, like, my question is, like, what should I do? I mean, is it like a feeling thing? Is that what I have to be? Is that what I'm dealing with here? Is it like a sensitivity deal?
Well, yeah, and just remember that females always have a chip on their shoulder when they get into positions of authority. And you have to treat it like that, you know? You have to realize that's the situation you're in. So if you want to keep your job working for a female employer, a female manager, you're just going to have to simply give in and be a little more touchy-feely, sympathetic, empathetic. I know how tough this is, blah, blah, blah. You know the shit chicks say. Just pretend you're listening. You feign concern is what you do.
Right. Yeah, I know it's a great job and great pay, and I dig it there, so I guess I have to do that. It just seems like I don't know. Sometimes I wish she'd be a little bit more straightforward about things like that. But
let's go to your private life with chicks. How often are they straightforward, or do they just hint?
Oh, they just hint. They're never straightforward.
You know what? Chicks don't stop being chicks at the office.
Right.
They don't.
Man, it's just like to be sensitive when you're just trying to deal with getting the job done is difficult.
Understood. You shouldn't have to play those games. But for chicks, they do not compartmentalize. You know, when I'm in the office, I'm all business. I do not compartmentalize. I do not, I compartmentalize. If I have problems at home or I have problems in my life, that's not the problem of the people I work with.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I totally hear you.
But when you work for a woman, her emotions and her feelings are going to get in the way of being professional and getting the job done.
Yeah, I should just keep trucking through, be sensitive in this particular situation, I suppose. And hopefully, I mean, all the guys that are there, I mean, the main guy's the owner is a guy, you know.
Right.
He's cool, he gets it. But, you know, I need her to bat for me for this particular project. So I just, you know, it sucks depending on somebody else to say yes, you know, when they're sensitive and emotional.
believe me, nobody feels your pain more than I do. And it's one of the many reasons I like owning my own business. It's a small business, so I'm not obligated to hire a certain number of females or a certain number of anybody. And so it's the guys I get along with, that's that.
Right.
Because I don't want to have to, if you're having your period or you're sobbing or you're cranky, you're on the rag, hey, sister, that's not my problem. But for you, because you work for a female boss, you kind of have to, as they used to say, gild the lily. Thread the needle.
Gild the lily. I like that. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yes. That's what you have to do. Okay?
All right. Will do.
All right.
For now, but we'll see what happens. I appreciate the advice, Tom.
Hopefully life gets better. Thank you for that, Mark.
Right. Will you blow me up?
Of course I'll blow you up. 1-3000 Tom is our telephone number, and I told you on this final live show of 2013, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take as many calls as come in, and then when you guys are busy Christmas shopping or partying or you're done with us, we're going to take the rest of the day off. I'll make it a real clear. We'll stay as long as you want, as long as you like. So if you have one more thing you want to get in here, maybe it's something about something we discussed on the show this week, call this number right now, 901-3000-866. Dominic in Portland, Oregon, home of the other white meat. You're on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Dad, I was just going to tell you that you did a promotion, I think, where people bid up the opportunity to look into or sit in your Tesla. You should do the same thing, but just at your place and do one of those meals that you did for the holidays.
Well, you know, I have never taken listeners into my home for a security matter. You know, I don't want people coming to my house.
That too.
People come, they go, hey, I'll tell you where Tom lives. And then, you know, suddenly people are showing up at the front door. Hey, what time's dinner? Hey, Professor. They really do. Maybe you wouldn't do that, but you'd be surprised how many people would. So,
well, you get me on the bad day, maybe. No,
maybe we would go out to a neutral site and have a meal or something like that. That we might do. You know, a number of people have said they want to come to the ranch. You know what? If I bring anyone to the ranch, they're going to come up blindfolded so they don't know where they are.
Yeah, I could see that. But and the other thing, too, is speaking with the Lakers and that guy before, thinking that they're this and that. It's like, I knew it, too, when they signed Nash. It's like, that was, like, the worst signing ever because he's just old, slow, and unathletic. And what you need with Kobe is young guy that hits threes and doesn't need the ball. And that's, like, the opposite of Nash.
Right. But, you know, because he had a past and because the Phoenix Suns under D'Antoni had a past with Nash, A lot of people still think of him as being athletic and, you know, scoring points like it's a pinball machine. But Steve Nash hasn't done that in years. Mostly when I see Steve Nash, he's sitting on the floor trying to make his back feel better.
Yeah, and then what's his name? Jason, and worrying about Jason Richardson and his wife or something.
I don't even want to start speculating on who the father of Steve Nash's kid is. I want to think about that.
Unexpected. I thought he had an unexpected mulatto baby.
Well, that's what I heard, but we don't know for sure who the father is. You know, as Maury always says, you know, anything can happen.
Let me think here. Well, I got you on the phone. What else I was going to ask you? I don't know. Just take me out Lacey Peterson.
All right, I'll take you out Lacey Peterson style. Here you go. Love that. All right, it's WAP, Wide Open Phones, 901-3000-TOM. That is our telephone number. Lay it on the line with me here. Again, your last shot this week. Last shot before Christmas, because we're going to have some shows we have pre-recorded for you that are brand new. And also some of your favorite recent shows. We're going to play some of those next week. So right now, here's your chance to get it in here. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Listen to an entire year of internet broadcast history now at PremiumTom.com.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's
yay.
Beer Magazine. Clint Eastwood says, that bitch ain't getting nothing from me.
You know what? He must be so angry, and I hope he lawyers up like a mofo, and he really doesn't, because our girl with the reality show and everything else that's going on, he had to suffer through. I think he was sold a false bill of goods, man, so I hope he doesn't have to pay.
He's pretty determined not to pay her any alimony.
Unfortunately, the laws are written that it's possible he may have to, but I do like his attitude.
It's Clint Eastwood, dude. He gets to write his own laws.
Right. I mean, he can look at her and say, do you feel lucky, punk? And, you know, it's all great in the movies, but unfortunately, a judge will look back and go, not so lucky, punk.
I don't know.
So we'll see. I'm rooting for him. Obviously, everybody here is rooting for him, but to me, he'll probably have to pay, but I do like going in saying, that bitch ain't getting nothing.
Mm, right.
That's N-U-F-F-I-N. Nothing.
Nothing. That is correct. We said it was going to happen. I didn't see the arrest coming, but the two new nude activists that got married in front of San Francisco City Hall yesterday got arrested.
Yeah, they did. As lenient and as liberal that San Francisco could be, the one thing you cannot do is be completely nude there because there are the jail risks, and getting naked in front of City Hall is definitely going to run into a problem. Also, I believe our friend was arrested because she looks the way she does.
Well, she should have been, for sure. I mean, if she wasn't, because it's illegal to look like she does.
Well, it's not illegal to look like she does. It's illegal to look like she does naked.
Right.
I mean, that's good. It's obscene is definitely the proper way to describe what she's doing. And I'd like to see her younger groom there, James. I wonder what he's up to, because I don't know if he knows what he's getting into. But I'm seeing it in
he's a little off-kilter, that kid.
Definitely.
There's no doubt about it. To be messing around with that, you got to have something wrong.
You.
Florida teen jailed for having sex with her underage lover has been released from prison after 3 months. That's Caitlin Hunt, of course. Now 19 years old. She was 18 at the time that she ate box on a 14-year-old. And her mother says she's all grown up now after spending a little time in a pokey.
Wait, this is the one that sent thousands of texts even though the judge told her not to?
One.
She only got 3 months?
3 months. She's out for Christmas. Done.
Oh, you know what? I'm against this. I am against. Believe me, this is the right kind of box licking.
Yes.
It's the good kind.
Yes.
But
the
way this girl went about it, and then
delicious.
Yes, but then completely defying the judge and sending thousands of texts.
That's why she went to jail. She went to jail for 3 months. What is it that you got a problem with? How long would you like her to bake in the prison there?
I'm just picturing if it was a guy.
You said you got a problem with it. What's the problem?
If it was a guy, I think it would be a lot longer. I think 3 months would be nothing. The dude would be in there for like 3 years for violating all this stuff.
All right.
It's just because it's hot box licking that they're getting a little break.
That's the way the world spins.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Speaking of teens, teen mom Amber Portwood now admitting that she was high for the entire MTV show.
You know, I went back and knowing what I know, I went back and started watching some of this bitch on YouTube because I was just curious to see what she is up to. By the way, I can't, this girl I cannot stand. There is nothing positive about this girl. Not the tits, nothing. There's nothing good about this bitch. And the fact that she enjoys this, something that I like to imbibe in, with, you know, being high on pills and stuff, I guess.
Well, she was using something called fentanyl, which is patches. Is that that,
that Bobby Patches?
Well,
yeah.
That's what she was high on.
Wow, she real high there. But our girl, I just don't see any redeeming qualities about her, and she really just upsets me. But I guess to get yourself through the day, she had to go on those pain patches.
Yeah, well, it happens. It happens.
Happens to the best of them.
Right.
No.
Former NBA player Richard Dumas.
This guy's incredible.
What the hell did he get busted for?
He had outstanding warrants with retail theft. I think our friend also had been basically squatting in a mansion, and they had to kick him out. But he was in a Litchfield Park, I guess, which is just outside of Phoenix, and known for trailers and stuff. I guess our friend was basically pulled for having different warrants out for his arrest. He had like a pretty fucking good NBA career, but he has no
because he didn't save his money.
No, he has two pennies to rub together. Not.
I wonder what he blew it on. Patches.
Looking at him, yeah.
Delicious patches.
I'm serious. If you look at him, that's the first thing I think.
I know that looks a little questionable.
Maybe not, but I mean, the guy really hit rock bottom. I remember Dumas being on the Suns. So
right. And finally, a pig alert for you. If seeing Miranda Kerr's nipples is on your list for Christmas, it's come early for you. Miranda Kerr wearing a see-through bra.
Yep.
But where is this posted anyway? Was this part of a? Oh, is that
Terry Richardson?
Yeah, Terry Richardson guy.
Yeah, which is the photographer that gets away with all this stuff. But he's quite. He looks like a program director that we used to work with. Is what he reminds me of. That's really into that kind of music. Tom will definitely know who I'm talking about when I show him.
No
That's
doubt.
Who
yeah.
he looks like to me. Just the creepy.
Well, he's definitely seen her nipples up close. Very little is left to imagination with this. You know, the see through. Bra. It's all there. Plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Delicious.
Be sure to check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. There's a brand new show every Friday. New one up there today. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Is your small business online? If not, you're probably missing out on potential clients. And that's a problem. Let the guys at Premium Interactive take care of it for you. The same team that produced BlowMeUpTom.com is ready to help you expand your market reach by doing everything from logo and web design to creating effective and efficient online marketing strategies. Check them out at PremiumInteractive.com. They've been promoting large to small businesses online for over a decade, and they're ready to put all of their experience to work for you. Now visit PremiumInteractive.com right now for a special limited time promotion called the Express Website Solution. And it starts at just $699. That's right. For just $699, you can have a complete and professionally designed website. It's PremiumInteractive.com. Just mention the Tom Likas Show and get an extra 20% off. It's time to get your business online. Get started today with PremiumInteractive.com.
This is the new normal.